Now turn to part two. You will hear three different conversations. In each conversation, there are four questions. For each question, choose the correct answer A, B, C, or D. You will hear the conversations only once. Now open your question paper and look at the conversation one. You now have 25 seconds to look through the questions and the options in each question. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully.
My daily schedule as a dental hygienist is a little complicated. That's because it's different every day. Monday, I don't go into work until late in the afternoon, so I have time to spend most of the day doing washing of clothes, shopping, and my banking. I leave for work around 4 o'clock in the afternoon and work from 5 to 9 p.m. Tuesday, I wake up at 6:30 a.m. and leave for work at 7:30. My first patient is scheduled for 8:15. Each patient is allotted 45 minutes. Lunch break is 12:30 to 1:30. I finish up at 5 p.m. and get home at around 6 p.m. Wednesday starts an hour earlier. I wake up at 5:30 a.m., leave for work at 6:30, and see my first patient at 7 a.m. I also finish early on Wednesday at 12 noon. Thursday is the same schedule as Tuesday. Getting up at 6:30 a.m., leaving for work at 7:30, and seeing my first patient at 8:15. I get home about 6 p.m. in the evening. Friday is another early start. I wake up at 5:30 a.m., leave the house at 6:30, and finish up my last patient at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I like to get finished early on Friday. That is a typical work week for me.
Now open your questions paper and look at conversation two. You now have 25 seconds to look through the questions and the options in each question. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully.
Hi, sis. I just came over to drop off the DVDs you wanted, and... Hey, wow. Where did you get all of this stuff?
I bought it. So what do you think of my new entertainment center? And the widescreen TV?
Bought it?
And my new DVD player. Here, let me show you my stereo. You can really rock the house with this one.
But where did you get the dough to buy all this? You didn't borrow money from Mom and Dad again, did you?
Of course not. I got it with this.
This? Let me see that. Have you been using Dad's credit card again?
No, silly. It's mine. It's a student credit card.
A student credit card? How in the world did you get one of these?
I got an application in the mail.
Well, why did you get one in the first place?
Listen, times are changing, and having a credit card helps you build a credit rating, control spending, and even buy things that you can't pay with cash, like the plane ticket I got recently.
What plane ticket?
Oh yeah, my roommate and I are going to Hawaii over the school break, and of course I need some new clothes for that, so...
I don't want to hear it. How does having a student credit card control spending? It sounds like you've spent yourself into a hole. Anyway, student credit cards just lead to impulse spending, as I can see here. And the interest rates of student credit cards are usually sky high. And if you miss a payment, the rates, well, just jump.
The credit card has a credit limit.
Of $20,000?
No, not quite that high. Anyway.
I've heard enough.
Did I tell you we now get digital cable with over 100 channels?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and here's your birthday present, a new MP3 player.
Yeah. No, don't tell me. Charged on the credit card. Listen, hey, I don't think having a student credit card is a bad idea, but this is ridiculous. And how in the world are you going to pay off your credit card bill?
With my birthday money? It's coming up in a week.
Hey, let's sit down and talk about how you're going to pay things back. And maybe we can come up with a budget that will help you get out of this mess. That's the least I can do.
Now open your questions paper and look at conversation 3. You now have 25 seconds to look through the questions and the options in each question. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully.
Hi! Welcome to Joe's Hamburger Restaurant.
Hi.
Home of the 1-pound super deluxe hot and spicy cheeseburger. Will this be for here or to go?
To go.
Okay, what would you like today? Would you like to try the 1-pound super hot and spicy cheeseburger?
I don't think so. I'd probably have heartburn for a week after downing that monster.
Well, it's our house special this week, and
yeah.
It comes with fries and a large specialty drink called Everything But the Kitchen Sink.
A what? Everything But the Kitchen Sink? What in the world is that?
Well, it's a little mix of everything in a large cup. Pepsi, Sprite, Fanta Orange, and lemonade with crushed ice and a scoop of ice cream.
Now, that sounds disgusting.
Hey, it'll grow on you.
Nah, I think I'll just order a hamburger with some mustard and lettuce and a glass of water.
Boring. Hey, would you care for anything else, like a side order of amazing cheesy onion rings?
No, thank you. Onion rings usually don't agree with me.
Okay. Your total comes to $10.90.
$10.90? For just a hamburger? You gotta be kidding.
Well, the 1-pound super deluxe hamburger is $9.
Hey, I didn't order a 1-pound burger. I just wanted a simple burger, that's all.
Well, sir, Joe's Hamburger Restaurant only serves 1-pound burgers.
Man.
The 1-pound super hot and spicy, the 1-pound barbecue burger, and the 1-pound bacon cheeseburger. The 1-pound...
No, those are all huge.
Well, sir, if you really want something smaller, you should order from the kids' menu. The 1/2-pound super hot and spicy burger, the 1/2-pound barbecue burger, the 1/2-pound bacon cheeseburger, the 1/2-pound...
No, those are still giant burgers.
Well, in these parts, we are hearty eaters.
Okay, but you said my total was $10.90, but the burger only comes to $10. What about the other 90 cents?
Well, sir, we only serve natural spring water from yonder hills.
Okay. I'll take the giant burger and a bottle of your spring water. The sandwich should feed me for a week.
That is the end of part 2.